AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A federal grand jury indictment is accusing Senator Bob Menendez of accepting nearly $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a wealthy Florida eye doctor in exchange for political favors. The indictment against the New Jersey Democrat also charges the doctor. Hours after the indictment was handed down, a defiant Menendez addressed supporters in Newark.
For nearly 3 years, I've lived under a Justice Department cloud. And today, I'm outraged that this cloud has not been lifted.
Senator Menendez says he's ready to fight and will be vindicated. Negotiations over Iran's nuclear program are hitting the week-long mark on Thursday. The deadline for reaching an interim agreement has since passed, but talks to reach a framework with Tehran have been extended for a second day. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that doesn't mean the U.S. and five other world powers are caving in to Iran.
As long as we are in a position of convening serious talks that are making progress, we would not arbitrarily or abruptly end them.
A coroner in New Orleans has determined that an unarmed black man who was fatally shot by police in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina was the victim of a homicide.
The coroner who took office last year said he took another look at the case of Henry Glover, who had been shot to death by a police officer in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina. The last coroner decided that he could not classify the death. It was left as undetermined. Jeffrey Rouse, the new coroner, took another look, said he reviewed evidence, and he decided that it needed to be classified as a homicide.
But under federal law, AP correspondent Kevin McGill reports the police officer can't be tried again. This is AP Radio News. NBC's new series, AD, The Bible Continues, begins Easter Sunday with the crucifixion, but focuses on what happened after Jesus rose from the dead.
The sequel to the 2013 History Channel series, The Bible, is produced once again by actress Roma Downey and her husband, Mark Burnett, who says,
"This is 12 weeks about the birth of the early church."
Based on the New Testament and other historic writings.
From a political point of view, it's like House of Cards. From a scale, it's kind of Game of Thrones, all wrapped up in the Bible.
The first episode of AD, The Bible Continues, airs Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. I'm Steve Coleman.
The mother of Andrew Getty's girlfriend says the oil heir had been diagnosed with a brain aneurysm and had not been eating or sleeping well in the days leading up to his death. Marilyn DeJong says she hasn't spoken to her daughter, who found Getty dead Tuesday, and is worried about her. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.